KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to this special edition of the School Zone Radio Program. My name is Steve Youngdahl. I was on the LPOSD board for 11 years. I was board chair for my last five, and it is my honor to be back behind the microphone for this special edition. Now, normally in the booth over here is my producer extraordinaire, Pat Murphy, who is now on special assignment. And so as such, he has his understudy. I understand Derek is he's hadn't been in the business very long, maybe 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. Okay, so we got him filled. We're bringing him along. You know, it's a process, and but we're bringing him along, and we're glad he's here. Big shout out to my most loyal listener, Mrs. Kravitz. She hasn't missed a show yet. And if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, it's LPOSD School Zone. And if you were to go onto our website and do all the Facebooky things, you know, like it, follow it, stuff like that, it helps get the word out. We will put a link on that Facebook site to the podcast. Now, we have a little change in our podcast routine here. We used to have a special place for just School Zone podcasts, but now North Idaho's radio, which happens to be NorthIdahoRadio.com, is going to, that's the radio station website, they're going to post the podcast, should be up by tomorrow, and I think little Minnehoonies run in here over the night and make things happen, and so it should be up on the website tomorrow, and you can also listen to the show on that little website. I don't know how that happens, but if you go on there and you click a button somewhere, you can listen to the show. And the good news about that is because there's a lot of places, like Clark Fork, very difficult to get the 1400 AM out there. And so now people that want to listen, they just can listen online. So NorthIdahoRadio.com. So today, this is very important because we have a lot of brand new, you know, homeschool parents out there, and they've been learning firsthand what it's like to be a teacher. Some successfully, some have lost a little hair over this, but we have in the studio today the Lake Pend'Oreille Superintendent Tom Albertson and Andrew Murray, Director of Teaching and Learning. And Tom and Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
We thought it would be beneficial you know, to have them come on and talk about, you know, what's happened, but then also going into summer, you know, we always have a summer slide, so to speak, and, you know, just, that's just normal. It just happens. So on top of, you know, having a difficult semester and then the summer slide, we're going to have some good tips. And so if you are a homeschooling parent, and which means if you have a parent in a Lake Pend'Oreille school district, and you're now working with them at home, you are going to be very interested in this show. Tom, I think that when we'll take a short break in a little bit here, but first up, I think probably first up on everybody's mind is, you know, what's happening at the state level, because a lot of work, you know, we get our direction from the state, right? And so when is their next big, you know, thing going to come out?
Yeah, our protocol has been closely followed by State Board of Education, closely in conjunction with the Governor Little's office, along with the Panhandle Health District, or I guess you'd say Department of Health and Welfare for the state. So that's really where we get our guidance to make the best decision possible for our community. And as of what we know right now is we have a updated criteria of what it would take to reopen schools, and we expect that to be updated again but I don't believe that information is going to come out till June 30th. And so at this point in time, there's a lot of what ifs and projections and what's school going to look like next September when we open up. And that decision, we want the best information possible before we make any solid
no,
plans.
I get that. And it's still coming in. So those decisions will be made by the end of June. So with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to kind of dive into what happened over the semester, and I think you're going to be interested.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With the governor's May 1st Phase 1 rollout of reopening business, we will still continue to do our part to keep our facilities and inventory as clean as possible. We are offering front-end alignments starting at $29.95, AC service starting at $59.95 plus Freon, and have extended our buy three, get one for a dollar tire promotion through the end of May. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Sweet Lou's on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay are both open for sit-down service. Stop by either location today from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. And of course, both locations are still open for takeout and are offering curbside service too. Plus, delivery is available in Coeur d'Alene. Just call in or order online. And Sweet Lou's is now hiring for all positions for the summer season ahead. Apply online at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. That's SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Get some Sweet Lou's today.
Imagine hiring a logger to cut your hair.
So, just a little off the top then.
Or an electrician to clean your teeth.
10,000 volts out of door.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the experts at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist, Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis, 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call a musician.
She's got rhythm, dude.
Idaho will have many decisions facing it next year, decisions that will set the course of our state for years to come, that will affect the lives of our children, how we protect for economic growth, and how we safeguard the freedom of our citizens. Who you choose to represent you in making these decisions is critical to Idaho's future. We need representatives with a clear vision, with solutions, and who will provide effective leadership to move Idaho forward. Choose honest, principled representation. Choose Sage Dixon, Republican, Idaho House of Representatives.
I'm Representative Sage Dixon, and it's been my honor to serve District 1 for the past 6 years. During that time, Idaho has grown stronger in a number of areas. We have lowered taxes, decreased regulations, improved our roads, and increased our support to education. The present crisis has affected us all, and many tough decisions will need to be made on how to help Idaho's citizens and businesses recover. It will take honest, experienced leadership to represent the needs of our district and to help the state return to a strong position. I am once again hoping to earn your trust. Please remember to turn in your ballot before June 2nd, and please vote Sage Dixon for state representative. For more information, visit sagedixon.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Sage Dixon.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. My name is Steve Youngdahl, and this is the special edition of the School Zone program. We have Superintendent of Lake Ponderay School District, Mr. Tom Albertson, and the Director of Teaching and Learning, Andra Murray, with us. Tom, why don't we kind of back up and when did this whole mess start?
Yeah, we closed March 16th, and I say closed. We actually moved to a distance learning plan. I want to thank the community. About 5 years ago, we went to a learning management system, grade 7 through 12, called Schoology. And if you follow anything that's going on at the State Board of Education or State Department of Education, they're talking about using some of the CARES Act fund to buy a learning management system for the whole state. Well, 5 years ago, we purchased that.
We did.
So you know, with that and our one-to-one devices for grade 7 through 12, we were fairly prepared 7, 12 to give teachers a couple days to get prepared, and we moved into distance learning starting March 19th. So we took the 17th and 18th. At the elementary school, hats off to the staff for putting some very meaningful packets together. And so at the elementary level, it was more of a blend of packet work along with Zoom meetings, Google Meets, Google Classroom, very creative ways to reach out to our families. And so that's kind of when it started. And through this process, you know, we really tried to get feedback through our building principals from our families of what was too much work, what was not enough work. Mm-hmm. I mean, so just trying to, I would say, accommodate and differentiate for each individual family of what their support was. So what our concern is, and through all of this, Steve, our teachers, our principals, Andrew and I, we miss our students. And through this, we know the value of face-to-face instruction. And we know there's a good blend, but we know that that relationship piece and having those students, having that social interaction with their teachers and that community of learners is, there's not a lot that can replace that. Yeah. But we've done, we believe the very best that we can. But we're looking forward to getting back to normal when we can.
Absolutely. So we could undoubtedly do an entire show just on Schoology, and you kind of skipped over it quickly, but it is a critical tool.
It is.
And I think that in some part, I don't know how big of a part, really positioned us well to transition into this almost seamlessly. I mean, I know there's obviously, you know, lumps and bumps along, but our tech department is like unbelievable. And so when there was the call to action, I mean, there was, what, 2 days off, and then you were into distance learning. Yeah.
Two work days for teachers to prepare. And again, Matt Brass, the LPUSD IT director, and his team did an incredible job working with our teaching staff. And then also Andra had two instructional coaches work with her, and they spent long hours and weekends preparing, helping elementary teachers prepare some very essential, pared down lessons, but that we felt were need tos.
So Andra, and I'm familiar with your coaches, and I think they do. It's so awesome. I think they're essential, and it's one of the reasons that our district is as high performing as they are, because we're continually in an improvement mode. And when you get to a certain point, the only way to get beyond where you are is to improve the skill sets of your teachers, really. And so instructional coaches obviously play a huge part in that. But all of a sudden, I mean, they had a whole different set of issues on their table that they had to shift gears and go with.
Absolutely. I think just I'd echo Tom in saying a thanks to our whole staff. We all shifted on a dime, and having that support to even build some resources and say what are the most critical standards we can address when we're in distance learning. We know nothing replaces that face-to-face instruction, but I'm just thankful for all of our staff who really pitched in and shared resources and tried to get things going in 2 days so that families could pick up those pieces. And we knew that was a hardship, so we wanted to prepare the best support we could. And as Tom mentioned, definitely sought some feedback after a couple weeks in so that we could pare down if we needed to, try to simplify some of the online websites. You know, we were sending out maybe too many options. Some families were looking for challenge, and I really thank that staff that put some optional extension activities in. So this was unlike anything we've seen, but the staff and their incredible work ethic really...
Well, that's usually what differentiates us in the state with other school district is we have staff that are, firstly, they're very competitive. They seriously, they love to be number one. We like to be, you know, the top of the heap and looked up to from other districts. It's no surprise. I mean, this is pretty well known around the state. So when something like this happens, my guess is it just brings the best, I'm going to call it competitive juices, but it's like, oh, a challenge. We can do this.
Yeah, I would agree. And Andrew, please chime in here. But we saw things from teachers creating their own YouTube channels for students to check in with, videos that they were sending to the parents via emails of, I know there's a Fairy Tale Friday for kindergartners that I have a grandson who's in kindergarten who absolutely loves that. And even his second grade brother loves Fairy Tale Friday.
That's good.
And so there is just a lot. You talk about a silver lining, creativity and innovation. And you know, we've seen this throughout the community, but in education today, we're talking about that. But
absolutely. Teachers even reading to an empty classroom, but they were laying out their learning with lucky puppies and videoing them for the students and sending that video out. It's a good time also to say thank you to Idaho Business for Education. They did mobilize and donate some devices for our upper elementary students who needed a device where we weren't one-to-one.
Nice.
And then our staff even put some lessons on thumb drives and mailed or delivered or left those for packet pickups for families who then would have a device but not connectivity. So we know those are still issues that we need to work on, but really thinking about both devices and connectivity, it's changed how we deliver, but there are creative ways that we've really tried.
You really can't take for granted that everyone's going to be connected.
Absolutely not.
Right? We had staff that were driving packets to families' homes. So it wasn't just, you have to come do this. If you need help, we're here to help. And
right.
So again, it was that, as you mentioned, Steve, I think we have a great staff that has a can-do attitude and step in and do whatever it takes.
Right. And it's a real partnership too, because I think somehow, because I'm an optimist by nature, somehow this is going to turn out as a positive thing, because I know from my time on the board that there is a tendency in some quarters to be the drop and run parent, and not have that collaboration with the teachers. The teachers love it when the parents want to be involved and collaborate, and then they're helping the kids when they're at home doing homework and things like that. And I think this is going to really sharpen the focus on that. I can't help it.
Yeah, and I just, again, a big thank you to the parents, because you talk about a partnership, and I always talk about that a student's education is a partnership between them, their classroom teacher, and their parents. And the most important person is the student. But thanks to the parents, I mean, no one saw this coming, no one expected it, and for them to just pick up the pieces as they did from partnering with that classroom teacher was pretty remarkable. So again, big thank you to the parents and for that partnership.
Right. So Andrea, your coaches, did they spend most of their time at elementary, or are they across most of it was on, because that's your area of least connectivity, right?
Most of it was spent at elementary, yes, because Schoology is used 7/12, so our secondary staff were able to load videos. Many of them already had lessons ready to go. That's been the two-way communication platform. So at elementary, it was loading shared folders where staff could pick and choose then what's right for their students. So they were behind the scenes just contributing resources, both electronic and to print paper version for families that just prefer that.
So I remember when we did the math curriculum, there were it was also available online, but it was my memory is that there were the computers at school, and I don't recall if the students were able to access those when they were at home.
They can log in to some of those videos, and we've shared the means to do that, the logins. We also had many, I'll just say thanks as a state, many publishers turn on some of their online support curriculum for free. So we've pushed out a few key resources. But again, we respect not every family wants their child on a device or may have access. So we've also tried to always provide a paper and pencil backup opportunity as well. So
nice. Very, very nice. Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds like a good place to take a short break. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When servicing with Taylor & Sons, expect our employees to clean all touch points prior to entry and after we've completed your service. Expect every time a Taylor & Sons employee enters your vehicle that they will be wearing gloves and protective coverings will surround your steering wheel and seating area. Expect a customer lounge that is clean multiple times daily or hourly, depending on number of people. Expect conscientious employees respecting your space and theirs. Finally, expect the same quality service you've received from our family's business for over 30 years. Contactless pickup and drop-off available? Check with your advisor. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
We're back. Thank you for staying with us. My name is Steve Youngdahl, and this is a special edition of the School Zone program. We have Superintendent of the Lake Pend'Oreille School District, Mr. Tom Albertson, and the Director of Teaching and Learning, Andrea Murray, with us. We just kind of went over how this whole mess started. I do want to say something, though, because I think that there's a real newfound appreciation with the parents on what teachers go through. And to wit, there was a sign I saw in the car over here that says, "You lied to me. My child is not a joy to have in class." And there's a ton of memes like that, you know, on the internet. So parents have all of a sudden either a newfound or a rekindled, appreciation for the teachers. That's just from what I've witnessed anyway. So, we've had it's a federal lunch program, I think, that where we feed kids, but if they're not at school, what's been going on?
Yeah. Our food service program is through the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. And, we had to shift. We're used to feeding two meals a day in breakfast and lunch in our cafeterias. And now all of a sudden our cafeterias are closed and students couldn't come in. So we moved to a grab-and-go. And grab-and-go means that the food was put into sack lunches, and it started out as a lunch program. And then as we got input from the community, we added breakfast, and then we also added supper, and where they could pick it up all at one time. So it'd be like a one-time pickup, so it wouldn't be an inconvenience.
Oh.
So that we could add more and for families to pick up, and that was free for any student, from ages basically
18 and under.
18 and under, yeah, yeah. And I just have to say that we probably right now, any given day, at our sites, we're providing 500 to 700 meals.
Wow.
Steve, this is also a nice time to thank our community. Many churches, local businesses really stepped up, and I'm still continuing to see them advertise a free lasagna pickup on a Friday night. Come get a dinner. I just feel incredibly humbled and honored to live in this community, and it's been powerful to see their support, particularly of food and families in need. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, and during normal time, it's an issue. Now it's got to be a critical issue in some quarters.
Right. Yeah, and we chose a site at Southside Elementary so that people who lived in the south end of the county could drive to Southside Elementary to pick up food. We chose Clark Fork High School for that eastern part of the county, and then Farm and Stidwell and Kootenai are two of our big hubs also. So those were the sites that we centered our efforts on.
So we have a big kitchen at Farm and Stidwell, and I think we have one at Kootenai.
Correct.
Okay. The Southside and Clark Fork kitchens haven't gotten much use are they now?
Or? We were preparing the food and taking the food out there.
Right.
So we were delivering the food to those sites just so that it was more convenient.
Sure.
So people wouldn't have to drive all the way to Sandpoint. As we know, Lake Pend'Oreille School District is a very large geographic school district. And you're going from the Montana border down to Granite Hill, south of town, which is very south of the county, which is Kootenai County. So again, and then we're hitting Boundary County to the north. So it's...
I've always referred to it as geographically challenging.
Yeah, it is.
Because we're so spread out and we got the lake, you know, just
right.
kind of, you know,
yeah.
making a mess out of it.
So a shout out to our food service director, Bobby Coleman, and her staff for making this. And the good news is we just got approval to continue this service. We've traditionally had a grab-and-go summer program anyway. And so we're going to be able to continue to provide meals for families through the summer months at this point in time.
Those are federally funded.
Correct.
Okay. So it's not like local dollars. It's not coming from the levy. These are federal dollars for that particular program.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think that's important to know too. And so we normally wrap up the school year close to the, middle, sneaking up to the middle of June anyway.
Yeah.
But given this current set of circumstances, we haven't had any snow days because everyone's already home.
Yeah, that's
we've true. And we have those built into the schedule, so you can collapse it a little bit from that standpoint.
Right, right.
But so what's going to happen as we get to the end of this month?
Yeah, we proposed to the school board, and they approved it, that we would end distance learning May 29th. So Friday, May 29th is going to be the last official day of student learning. The teachers will still be on contract the following week. And their last day of work will be on Monday, June 8th. Andrew, maybe you can talk a little bit about what's going to happen June 1st at the elementary school. So we always believe in celebrating our students. And, we really thought through everything from, that promotion from kindergarten to first grade. That's a special moment for families, and the same as sixth grade. So, Andrew, why don't you touch on some of the great ideas that are going on out there?
June 1st will be a big day if you have an elementary school-aged student, and so please check in with your school. That's the last kind of packet pickup for report cards, but also T-shirts. Many of our kids did, thanks to our PE team, a virtual 5K. They've been out running, and so we have awards and T-shirts and all kinds of things.
A virtual 5K?
Well, they actually ran a 5K with their parents,
running,
but they got to map out their own 5K.
And they submitted the results virtually, photos, videos. So June 1st, our schools will be doing a variety of things at elementary, from a honk and wave send-off to students where staff kind of line the field with some social distancing and wave and send kids off, to picking up those T-shirts, those awards. And then we're making a concerted effort to send some things home on June 1st or anytime that week if the family can't make it, to support this summer slide that we typically see anyways. But many of our schools, with support from their PTOs or their parent teacher associations, have purchased take-home math games, take-home flashcards. They're sponsoring a summer reading challenge where if the school collectively, for example, reads 3,000 hours, the principal will dress up for a day. They're advertising a halfway through summer celebration, some of our schools. So again, our kids will take a reading log, turn it in halfway, and then grab a popsicle and be motivated again. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, and we know that reading over the summer is one of the number one things our families can do to support. So we're really mobilizing a little advertising of some summer gap activities.
I guess summer slide almost answers itself, but it's a real thing, right? I mean, I know we know that just from all the data that we've collected over forever.
I was actually looking at that this morning. Some of our reading data from last year would indicate that absolutely where our students leave in May or June is not where they come in September. So we know that's a real phenomena. Our data reflects that every year. And so again, just a thanks to our families and our kids who are working at home, but summer reading would be one of the number one things we can do to support kids. Many of our schools also wrote some grants to keep their libraries open, even just a day a week in the summer. They'll be advertising that in that last packet pickup so that if families want to come check in, take that summer meal, grab a new book. We're really trying to double up our efforts this summer to provide additional support.
Oh, yeah. Well, of all summers, I think this one, I mean, the concern of summer slide is even larger than normal because,
absolutely,
you know, going into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think the creativity, too, of some of the, even this last 2 weeks that'll be ending, or the current packets I've seen of some more project-based learning plans at the elementary level. I know I saw a pretty cool entomology plan where the students were supposed to go out and find different bugs and take pictures and share that. So I think, again, the creativity of not just how many math problems can you do, but also just expand the whole child.
Definitely. Staff really listened to that parent feedback and what was engaging to kids, and we've been trying to improve each round. I saw some primary students with a packet of seeds taking home to plant seeds, watch them grow, keep a scientific journal, read, write. So any of those integrated projects we know have, at least from the feedback we've received, been favorites from our families.
Aren't there even some worms sent home to start their own composting?
I heard that, and I'm thankful they didn't come to my house.
See, and this would be a familiar thing for Northside because I think they've had a garden like forever out right?
They have.
Yeah, and so maybe not all the elementaries can do that, but I know that that's been a tradition out there at of course, that's probably a little closer to the farming community too, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's more rural.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. So when we close the school year, which is, like you said, they're gonna stop the school year at May 29th, but what about all these computers and all the things that the kids had to take home with them?
Yeah, we're gonna be spending the next week again. And it's really important that we have a big investment in our students through our taxpayers in these Chromebooks. So we will be collecting the Chromebooks back. Our tech department will be going through them, making sure that they're in working order, refurbishing them, sanitizing them, and we also need to collect textbooks. So by ending on May 29th, that buys us some time to do that. But we also have some really good plans of, I don't always like working in the what if. So since we don't quite know what the fall is going to bring, we do know that there is some professional development that our teachers can work on also that last week, that will prepare them for next year, no matter what school looks like.
Right.
And at the secondary level, we're going to have 2 days of professional development in the learning management system of Schoology. Since we are using that, it's a pretty powerful tool, and we're probably used. We've got some people who are gurus in Schoology, and we've got other teachers that are using it, maybe at 25-30% of the capacity. So we're going to do some training, more consistency and understanding more of the tools that Schoology could provide, just to prepare for the future. So that's going to be good training no matter what. And then at the elementary level,
our staff will be spending some time just planning for fall. So we really have used this time to pull in some teacher leaders to work with those instructional coaches to look at fall pacing, beginning of year assessments. How can we get even better at identifying gaps kids may have, but also honoring that kids who still need an extension or a stretch, we don't just want to slow down our pacing. So we've built in some additional time in September to do assessments, and we'll be having the elementary staff dive into those the first week of June.
We're going to leave it on that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about pacing, because I know that's a real thing, and people might not completely understand. There's probably some parents that understand it more than they used to, but not everyone quite gets what that is. But we do need to take a quick break, but please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
When they said to stay home, Ford began mass producing things without four wheels. Ford dealers began lending a hand to frontliners. And to keep it going, we offer the Ford Pledge, including payment relief options for those who simply can't wait to get their life moving again. Go online. We offer touchless home delivery. Or stop by a Ford dealership, where we've made it safer to shop. This is our pledge to you. For a limited time, we're offering 0% for 84 months, plus 3 months deferred payments on select 2019 Ford vehicles. Visit buyfordnow.com for all the details, only at your local Northwest Ford dealer. Available on select 2019 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, Mustang Bullitt, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Customer can defer first payment up to 120 days. Deferral requires Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 84 months at $1,190 per month for 1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. This program is not compatible with other public, private, or direct offers. For APR rates other than 0%, interest will continue to accrue during deferral period. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for program compatibility restrictions, exceptions, qualifications, and complete details.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Make plans for summer fun with Memorial Savings at Tri-State Outfitters in Coeur d'Alene. Treat your feet to new outdoor, athletic, and casual footwear. Huge selection of top brands on sale from 20 to 30% off. Go cushy with 25% off all insoles. Save on outdoor wear. Camelback hydration packs, 25% off. Tri-State Outfitters, where there's always something in season. One block south of Silver Lake Mall in Coeur d'Alene.
When you wanna get more tire for less, your Perfection Connection, Perfection Tire.
Hi, this is Jim.
And I'm Terry. We are your Perfection Tire guys. The warm weather is finally here, we hope. And it's time to start planning our long-awaited vacations. During our Memorial Day tire sale, we here at Perfection Tire would like to invite you in for a free vehicle inspection before you hit the road. There's nothing like the peace of mind knowing that your vehicle is ready for your summer travel.
And hey, Terry, most importantly, here at Perfection Tire, we would like for everyone to take a moment and remember our veterans, the people that have made this the greatest nation in the world. The sacrifices made by our men and women in uniform, past and present, have given us the great privileges and freedoms that we enjoy in this great country. So please, this Memorial Day, take a moment and thank a veteran. And thanks to all of you for your support of us over the years. And have a safe holiday.
Your Perfection Connection, Perfection Tire.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. My name is Steve Youngdahl. This is a special edition of the School Zone program. And wouldn't be the School Zone update if we didn't have the superintendent of Lake Pend'Oreille School District, Mr. Tom Albertson, and with Director of Teaching and Learning, Andrea Murray, in tow. We've been talking about what's happened all the way up to pretty much the end of this month, which, of course, leads right into graduation.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, it's always fun to celebrate the seniors, and we know it's been a challenge nationally. How is this going to happen? We've worked directly with Panhandle Health District to give us guidance of what can we follow, what can we do to celebrate our seniors, and we wanted to do as much as we possibly could within the Rebound Idaho stages. So we're going to start off June 3rd. And that's the regular scheduled day with Clark Fork High School. They're going to be the first ones out the chute. And with guidance, like I said, of an approval of Panhandle Health, it's going to be set up kind of like a drive-in theater. So in the parking lot of Clark Fork High School will be the families that will be driving in. We'll have the stage set up at the front of the school. There's 21 graduates at Clark Fork High School, so it's a little more manageable. With that said, we will be having that graduation ceremony in that Principal Phil Kemmick has been working on trying to get broadcast the ceremony, valedictorian, salutatorian speeches on FM. And we'll see where we get with that. And then Friday, June 5th, will be Sandpoint High School's graduation, and they will be following a very similar format. So they will be having families pull into Sandpoint High School's parking lot, and they will be a stage set up at the front of the school. There will be projectors. It will be web-streamed, and it will also for sure be broadcasted through FM radio station, thanks to Blue Sky Broadcasting. Nice. So families can hear it in their car. It'll also be for people who can't make the ceremony, will be able to see the ceremony, which will be a webcast. And we will try to make it as normal of a ceremony as we possibly can using social distancing.
Do you know which FM station?
I don't at this time.
Derek, do you know which one it is?
Yeah. We will get more details out. We're going to be in stage three. So stage three means 10 to 50 people at any gathering with social distancing. So, you know, we'll be staging the graduates in groups of, say, 40 with 6 feet apart, and we'll be doing the very best we can there. And then Lake Ponderay High School has postponed theirs to Monday, June 15th. That gets us into stage four, which is above 50. So therefore, theirs will be using social distancing with masks, but they will be at the Sandpoint Event Center as they normally are. So they will have that ceremony. So
that's usually a full house.
Plan.
It'll
be limited guests.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you know, we floated out some other plans that basically were sent back to us to the drawing board. So, like I said, and I also want to thank the principals. They sent surveys out to families, so they got input from parents, input from students. It wasn't just a singular decision made by administration. So.
Well, no, I mean, and you guys are doing in close collaboration with Panhandle Health, so it's not like you just get to make up the rules.
Right, right.
And Panhandle Health has apparently been an abundance of caution.
But we feel that it's good in the sense that rather than doing a virtual graduation, we would be much more do something in person.
So I think our graduation is going to be on the KSPT 1400.
Okay.
And the reason is because now we stream too.
Okay, great.
And so that's why you can get out of Clark Fork.
Okay.
And so, you know, especially folks that have, you know, if you got a connection or knowing Matt Brass the way I do,
yeah,
he'll be able to put a signal out there and you know, boost it and get it out there.
Yeah, and hopefully be recorded, which it
will be.
Then a graduate could go back and rewatch it themselves.
You know, that, you know, more than I bet anything else, that would probably get a huge amount of play. I bet it would get. It'd probably break a record.
Right. And again, it's another example of the community coming together to make the best in a difficult situation.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. So those are those two. What about Sandpoint High School?
That's June 5th. That's Friday night. And that's the same format. But it'll be in the Sandpoint High School parking lot with the stage set up in the front, staging, you know, 40 graduates at a time. And you know, following the protocol that we need to. So it's going to look different, and all we're asking is cooperation for people to adhere to the stages and where we are with rebound items.
So June 15th, you can have more than 50 people, right?
That actually starts June 13th, I think, we go into stage four, assuming that we get to progress in the stages as it's planned.
So was there any discussion about, you know, bumping them out?
Yeah, but the one thing that's unknown that I was told is stage four says 50 or more. But it doesn't give us a top end. By that time, it could be 50 to 250, 50 to 500. And as you know, Steve, Sandpoint High School's graduation sometimes will have 2,500 to 3,000 people.
Oh, absolutely.
So to me, I don't think it was worth it to the graduates, the families, to move the original date to take a chance in the sense that we still may have limited
Right.
You know, participation from people in the community.
Yeah.
So we had to be careful there.
No, you do. I mean, I guess it's times like this, I'm actually glad I'm not on the board. Because it doesn't matter what decision you make, it's just not going to be popular.
Yeah. I do. Again, I'll shout out to our community. You know, everybody has been fairly cooperative. They understand, and they understand that everybody's looking after what's best for the students and that we'll do the very best to recognize the students.
Okay. Well, we only got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything, you know, that you want to leave the folks with that, you know, looking forward from summer, from here until school starts?
Yeah, I just say stay tuned. We'll continue to communicate out what that plan's going to look like in the fall. Our wishes, I think I've picked up, would be the same as your wish, Mr. Youngdahl, that we would get back to normal. We miss our kids. We want our kids. We know the best way to educate our kids is in a face-to-face situation. There's that relationship with that community of learners is key. And so that is our wish, and we will be moving towards that the best we can within the guidelines that we're given. But again, it'd be premature at this time to say what that is since we're not given those guidelines.
So where do people go to find updates?
You know, there's the website, State Board of Education. So,
what about our website here?
We put everything on ours at Lake Pend'Oreille School District website also.
Yeah, so it's lposd.org. Yeah.
You got it.
Correct.
Yeah. And people can go on there and you will post updates as they come available.
True.
That'll talk about, well, pretty much everything that revolves around this whole issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we're just looking forward to having our LPSD students and families back in the fall.
Absolutely. Nothing replaces that. Those face-to-face connections, and that's really what we're missing right now. As hard as we're all working to do our very best, nothing can replace the energy of those students in the classroom. So I would just reiterate what you said, to watch things will play out and maybe to avoid rumors. We don't know what fall will look like, but boy, we're planning for and hoping for face-to-face. So
yeah.
No, absolutely. And you know, the dynamic that happens inside of a classroom, you I don't think you really get to fully appreciate it until it's just not there.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it's like, man, that is kind of a very important element. So anyway, that's going to conclude today's special edition of the School Zone. Tom and Andrew, I want to thank you for coming in. I appreciate that. I know people are really, wanting to keep updated on this, so they can always go to lpsd.org and get that updated. I want to thank Derek for pitching in today. And so typically when, Pat Murphy, the producer I've had for the last 3 years, his third cousin is Alice Cooper. So we always use one of Alice Cooper's tunes at the end of the school year. And so we normally play it for the students. This year, it's in honor of the homeschool parents. So with
well,
that,
well deserved.
Absolutely. So with that said, Devin, what do you think? Shall we let it roll?
AM KSBT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's Radio, a service of Blue Sky Broadcasting.